Let's continue with our second module on proportion. What is proportion? If two ratios are equal, we say that they are in proportion. And we use the symbol equal to or two colons to determine or to show that the ratios are equal. Let's take an example. Anand bought 3 pens for 15 rupees. Aman bought 10 pens for 50 rupees. Whose pens are more expensive? Now, the ratio of pens purchased by Aman and Anand, we can find, is 10 is to 3. Whereas, the pens purchased by Anand and Aman is 3 is to 10. And the ratio of their price of the pens is 15 is to 50 with respect to Anand and Aman, and the ratio is 3 is to 10. If you interchange the names, then accordingly you will also have to interchange the price of the pens. Okay, and then we find that since the ratio of the pens purchased by Anand and Aman is 3 is to 10 and the ratio of their cost of the pen is also 3 is to 10, the ratios are equal and hence they form proportion. Now let's take another example. We have a group of 5 students in which there is 1 girl and 4 boys. Yet there is another group of 20 students which comprises of 4 girls and 16 boys. Are these ratios same? Yes, because you find that for every girl in the group, there are 4 boys. Also, you can simplify 4 by 16 by dividing numerator and denominator by 4. You observe that 4 by 16 when simplified gives you 1 by 4. Since the ratios are equal, they are in proportion. We also can determine true proportions by cross multiplication method. For example, to check whether 4 by 5 and 20 by 25 are in proportion, we do the cross multiplication method in which we multiply 4 and 25, which is 100, and 20 and 5, which is 100. Since the product is 100 each, that is the left hand side is equal to right hand side, we say that they are forming two proportions. Now, proportion method can also be used to determine the unknown quantities if we are given that the ratios are equal. Let's take an example. Suppose 52 by 4 is equal to n by 7. And we are told that they are in proportion. In that case, we apply the cross multiplication method and 4 into 10 is equated to 52 into 7 and we obtain n, which is 91. Here 91 can be marbles and 91 can be the number of chocolates, any unknown value. So you can see that there are some more examples which explain to you about proportion, and the cross multiplication method is one of the easy ways to determine proportion. Four quantities are said to be in proportion if the ratios of the first and the second quantities is equal to the ratio of the third and fourth quantities taken in order. If you change the order, then the value or the statement on proportion will definitely change. For example, 16, 120, 30 and 600 are in proportion because 6 by 120 is equal to 30 by 600, that is equal to 1 by 20 in the simplified form, and hence they are in proportion. Here the last two terms, that is 6 and 600, they are called as extreme terms, whereas 120 and 30 are called the middle terms. To do the ratios of 15 centimeters to 2 meters and 10 seconds to 3 minutes form a proportion or not, in the first step, we try to convert all the quantities which are of which ratios we are talking in the same unit. For example, 15 centimeters and 2 meters, they are not in the same unit. So first we convert 2 meters to centimeters and 3 minutes 2 seconds. And then we identify whether they are in proportion or not by checking 15, 200, 10, 180 by the method of either finding the product of middle terms and extreme terms or by simplification method or by cross multiplication method. Any method can be used to check whether they are in proportion or not. What is very important here is try to see to it that the ratios that we are talking have to be in the same unit. Also, the order is really important. So, you are given some more questions in the module to solve. Please enjoy solving it, and whatever difficulties you have, you can again refer to the module. Thank you.